Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are live! How are you, Matt?
I'm all right, thanks, mate.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Lads to Dads. What, yet again, you've nearly finished the sentence and I've butted in. Standard me. Bit of a bell in, really. But, Matt, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. And I think we should just get straight into it today because you rave, didn't you?
Yes.
You went to a rave.
Well, it wasn't any sort. I wasn't planning on going to a rave. So, basically, as we're flying in, like your sex life, I won't lube the listeners up. We'll just go straight in.
Dry.
Raw. Yeah. Raw! Raw!
Painful.
Painfully
sore.
Painfully sore chat.
Yeah.
So basically, my wife had booked these tickets to take the kids to a superhero party, which I, you know, at home she's telling me about it, but I was 1 minute I'm watching the football, listening.
Comic-Con.
No. It was like a superhero party. Which, from what I gather, was I thought it was like she was going out with her mates and their kids were all dressed up as superheroes. What actually had happened was it wasn't the superhero party planned with her and her mates. It was an actual event that she'd bought tickets for. So I'm working, and she said to me the day before, she said, I need you to be finished work by 3 o'clock. Well, I need you to meet me down at this place in Southsea in Portsmouth for this superheroes party. And I was like, what are you going on about, Em? She was like, you know, the tickets I've bought, the running theater, really looking forward to it. And in the morning, getting them ready for the childminder, they were buzzing. They're like, Daddy, go to a superhero party. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, it'll be like, you know, like a village hall. They're all dressed up. No way, Pedro. So parked up. Emily's reading out the information. I've got Fia and Ronnie in the back. I finished work early. I told the customers, like, look, I've got to go to a superhero party. Had to obviously let them know I've got kids. I didn't want to think I was a raving paedophile.
No, of course.
You know, pardon the pun there.
Yeah.
Raving paedophile.
Right, like it.
So, yeah, she's reading me down. She's like, right, we've got a park here. Expect queues. And I was like, what? Queues for a little kid's party? Well, it wasn't a little kid's party, mate. So I'm walking up. I see all these other kids and their parents walking to the same venue where we're going. There's Iron Man. Well, there's the kids dressed as Iron Man, Hulk, Black Panther, Black Widow, Wonder Woman. And there was a big queue. But all I can hear in the distance is... And I was like, what the fuck is that? We're not going there because it's near an arcade. And I thought, is that the arcade music?
That so music's going to ruin the party.
Boom, exactly. Boom, boom. Yeah. But it's not the arcade music.
Right.
The music, right, you could hear from a good 100 metres away... We were getting closer and closer and closer. It was like a big, it looked like Coca Cabana, you know, the big Coca Cabana hall, or like a big hall with a bar at the end, all neon light. Looked like Tiger, right?
If you could explain Coca Cabana, is that what is that?
You know the.
Now I know the song, but please do explain and elaborate on what Coca Cabana is and where is this?
Early Doors. No, up. I don't even know what it is. Right,
no,
I don't.
No, please elaborate, because you said it looked like Coca Cabana in this place.
I'm just hoping you glaze over it with me. I'm hoping you'd be like, one of Ben's little things.
No, please.
Thick
do
as shit.
Do elaborate. On the place, Coco Cabana, from that song by Barry Manilow. What does that look like, Ben?
So now, when I hear the song Coco Cabana, I was like, what's it like? I've never been there.
Yeah. No,
but
we know.
It's like a... But it was like a... So basically, they greet you on the door, and there's some two men dressed up as like bouncers,
right?
Like, go, tickets, please,
yeah.
And the doors open, right? We've given a shout out. The doors open, mate, and it's kids. It's like I've walked into Saturday Night Tiger. It's fucking heaving. There is first thing I saw was a bloke holding two beers in his hand, dancing a Vindaloo. I was like, Emma, have we got the right place? They've got a bouncy castle in the corner. They've got a stage with like the Captain America thing on. Ronnie's dressed as Captain America. He's like, Captain America.
And where did they hold this? In a Spoons?
No, it's in like a venue.
Oh, because when you're saying about like guys coming across, I'm imagining like a Spoons in
Portsmouth. it's like a nightclub room.
Right, okay.
Like a Coco Cabana room.
Yeah.
And so we're walking in, we're trying to find a table. There's nowhere to sit. It's fucking heaving with kids and mums. And there's about eight dads.
Yeah.
All the dads are lagered up already. It's 3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, what are we going to do? This is a bit too noisy. I'm not prepared. I'm in my work gear. So out of nowhere, this like, we're on the dance floor. Shock, I'm on the dance floor with the kids. Theo's like hugging his mum's leg, like too many people around. Ronnie's giving it stacks on my shoulders. And then all of a sudden, like this insane like Marvel music comes on.
Yeah.
And all the kids go quiet. And I'm thinking, going on here then? And then out of the wings, because there's like it's like a stage,
right?
Out of the wings there's a DJ on the stage,
amazing,
pulling in some tracks.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, fucking not captain, what's her name, the woman one,
Wonder Woman
is on the stage.
Oh, is it Captain
no, it is Wonder Woman. Yeah. Just remembered. And black hair, like all the dads perked up then,
right?
They're literally like, who's this then? Who's that? Yeah. Is that the real one, is it?
Yeah.
I noticed it, strictly being a fan of the Marvel sequel.
It wasn't Gal Gadot.
No. So I was watching, and then she's come bouncing on. She's got the mic. She's like, are you guys ready to party? And I was like, where the fuck are we? My wife's there with her little glass of Coke with a straw. I was like, and the dad's behind me clapping and like giving it some serious wickeds, like drinking down. You know when you used to do straw pedos?
Yeah.
Pretty sure I saw a bird do a straw pedo.
Blue wicked, yeah.
So she's like, you guys ready to meet some more superheroes? I was like, go on!
At this point, you're into it.
And that's it. I mean, Ronnie's on my shoulders, clapping.
Iron Man, Iron Man.
And then it was like, superhero time. Do you guys know Black Widow? And Ronnie's like, yeah! And this woman's turned up.
It's a serial killer.
She's unleashed all these spiders.
Yeah,
these kids are dying. No, and so she's come on the stage. There's two. There's Wonder Woman, and then there's the Black Widow girl. And the Black Widow girl, she's got like auburny hair, long.
Yeah,
she's got the Black Widow outfit on, leather tight. Right. Yeah. Yet again, all the dads are thinking this is unreal, living the dream here. But they're putting on. They're not American, but they're putting on an American accent for the Marvel. Right. I can spot it a mile off. Yeah. You know what I'm like of accents.
Sick. Yeah.
I was like, this is pathetic.
Yeah.
So they're like pretty much like doing, I had Ronnie on my shoulders, and they're doing these little games and that, and they're like, does anybody want to come onto the stage and dance with Wonder Woman and Black Widow?
So it turned into one of those like where Rihanna gets the guy on the stage and it's like Magic Mike.
But it's for kids, right?
Yeah.
But I had Ronnie on my shoulders, and the girl, the late Ronnie's, she's like, what about you, Captain America? Is that your dad? Like, I've just picked up this strange kid on my shoulder. And it's like, if you want to come on the stage, tap your dad on the head. And Ronnie's twatting me on the head. So I'm on the stage with Black. I'm in my work.
Shock
gear.
You is out there.
Oh, do I have to? Bosh, straight up. Yeah. Without me fucking way, elbowing kids out the way. It's my time.
Yeah.
So I'm up there. And they've pulled another couple of dads up. I was eyeing them up, thinking, well, we're dancing, mate. I'm going to show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
So they got three dads up, me being one of them. And they're all done. It's the, you know, the what's the song that goes?
Go on. <It's> Go on. Let's test out their lungs.
Like, clap your hands.
Oh,
Macho Man.
Yeah.
And you know that one.
Yeah.
That fucking shit.
Yeah. Blacklist.
So, yeah. So we're doing all the actions with it, and I've got Ronnie on my shoulders, and there's just all these kids looking at me. They don't know the song. And there's all the mums, right? And there's a couple of dads like, dickhead, whatever. So I'm getting stuck in now, giving
so
it
hang
pure.
On.
I'll start twerking.
Have you had to like tense your muscles on the stage after all that time in the gym? You've had to do Macho Man and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it got noticed. First thing I said to Em when I come off the stage, how did I look? Like it was Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
Giving it all the...
Usain Bolt... whatever it's called.
Oh, the
What's that movie does?
Well, it's not that. Yeah, I'm fast man on planet. I'm really quick.
It's me.
Quick man. So I'm dancing away, giving it stacks, and like I was taking it a bit too far. And they were like, "Oh, everybody clap the dad, say thank you very much, guys," and I just refused to get off the stage. And they were like, another round of applause, trying to get me off the stage. Like, let's hear it one more time for Captain America and his dad. So I got off the stage, and then they brought Black Panther out.
Yeah.
They're like, are you guys ready for another? And the DJ spinning beats in between. And I'm not just talking like Captain America song, Iron Man theme tune. He was spinning like, it was like the playlist of Rise of the Foot Soldier.
Right.
It was pure pumping acid house.
Love Faithless for Tonight was on, and stuff, yeah.
And all these kids are on the bouncy castle, and there's all these kids there. So while we're off the stage now, and I've gone, I've had a gut load, two up, lights are on me.
Yeah.
I know if I stay up there much longer, people are going to be asking for fucking like autographs and stuff, knowing who I am, you know? Yeah. So I got off the stage, and then we went to, Emily was trying to get Theo involved, and she was like, mind you, it's loud in here, so we're talking like, you know when you're in a club, and you're like, do you want a drink? Like, it's that loud.
Yeah.
So another superhero's come out, and Emily's trying to get Theo involved. And I was like, right, do you want your face painted? Because I did face paint. So Theo was like, no,
I don't want it.
Ronnie was like, yeah, I don't like Batman. Because you could do Batman or another superhero. So Ronnie's in one chair getting it, and then the lady who was face painting, Emily, because she's a midwife, delivered her baby. And she's like, oh my God.
But there and then at the party.
I was just face painting. I'll do it. Yeah.
Women are good at multitasking.
No, but mate, while she was face painting, she had to stop face painting and she was breastfeeding at this party. But it's not like a little kid's party. I'm talking full on rave. It's like someone breastfeeding in Tiger.
Whacked her tit out.
Tit out, legs out, gash out, everything.
Good for her.
And I was, and Emily was like,
yeah. I bet all the women around are clapping. Yeah. You whap out wherever
get it out
you
when
want.
You need to. And I was like, if you need to, get it out.
Yeah, all the blokes are like, go on, you. Feminism.
Squeeze it into his mouth.
Get him out.
So she's like breastfeeding, and I was like, and Theo's like, I don't want it. And the lady goes, after she pulled the baby off the tit, give him back to the dad. And so I was like, look, daddy will pretend to get one done. She was like, why don't we pretend to get daddy done? And we'll do you. So I'm sat
but
in the chair.
You didn't pretend, did you?
No, because I was sat on the chair.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't. She went to go near him with the brush and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, just do it on me. And I said to her, like, does it wash off? She's like, yeah. So she's done this fucking Spider-Man thing on
I
me.
Saw the
like
first.
That.
It looked great.
But she's finished on me and Fia was there like, no, I don't want it. So it looks like I've just gone and got my face painted at a kid's party. So a kid's rave.
To be fair, I would.
And I did think, I was like, what would Matt do here?
Yeah, I'd have took that opportunity to get a face paint.
You would have gone like, you're just doing the corner of my face.
Well, that's what got me, actually. And I didn't want to comment on it. I'm not one to criticise face painting. But, I mean, why did you just do the top corner of your eye?
Time.
Right.
Maybe she thought I had a big head.
Yeah. Was it supposed
his head's fucking massive.
Was it supposed to be like the skin's been ripped away underneath?
So. I don't know. I didn't ask. I was too busy embarrassed. And there was a bloke, I swear he was taking a photo of me. He was there behind me. He had tattoos all down his hands. He's like me, just come from work. And I saw his phone go up and he's like that. Text his mates.
Look at this mug.
Look at this muggy cunt. Look at this peed up this party.
Wouldn't catch me doing that.
Nah, wanker.
Wanker.
So I waited to him, look at it. I kept staring at him with my cool, like, fucking Spider-Man thing, and he just walked off.
Yeah.
And then managed to get Theo sorted. So I've said to Emily, I'll nip in the toilet, wipe it off. Go into the toilets. The fucking basins are out of order, aren't they? So I stuck my head down the toilet. No, I didn't. No, so I was like, well, this is me then. I'm stuck with this.
Yeah.
All the mums looking at me. Like, I got some mums that were like... Then I got some mums like, fucking loser. Because I was walking around, like, Emily was on the dance floor with Theo, and I'm walking with Ronnie, and vice versa. So they just thought I was, like, a bit of a weirdo, which they weren't far off. So we got ourselves a little drink, and then, like, free candy floss, and the tunes were banging. You know that video I sent you of us listening to, I can't remember what it was, but it was, like, it was full-on crazy.
Yeah.
And then took the boys in the bouncy castle, right?
Yeah.
Sophia, Ronnie's, what, he's three... on Monday, and all these kids in the bouncy castle, there's a tiny bouncy castle, and
happy
it's
like... Happy birthday, Ronnie.
Happy birthday, son. And it's like, it's chaotic. There's kids, like, nosebleeds, broken heads, all that sort of shit. Mum's fucking pulling dead babies off the fucking... Well, not dead, but, like, pulling off.
Right, okay, that's us cancelled again.
Right, we're off!
Wanking off dead babies.
Pulling,
right, go on.
Pulling them off the bouncy castle, and And then Ronnie's like, Daddy, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, Ron, they're all a bit older than you. They're about 5, 6, 7. And they're like, oh, Pompey kids getting stuck in. Ronnie, Theo wouldn't go on it. Ronnie, straight in there, getting bashed all over the place, loving it. He was bouncing into the walls, bouncing to people. A little bit, I was stood by the front of like the bounce castle. Yeah, tear in my eye, mate. I was so proud of him.
Well, I genuinely do believe this, and I want this on record now, that I think although Ronnie feels maybe slightly more sensitive in certain ways, I do believe one day something's going to happen, right? That's obviously, I hope it's not something horrific, but something's going to happen that's just going to instill so much confidence in Ronnie, in Theo, like get his head into a different area. Where not that there's anything wrong, if he wants to be sensitive for the rest of his life, he's fine, but I do think one day it's going to happen and it's going to come out, it's going to like pull him out of something, and he's going to defend Ronnie in some sort of way, and it's like, actually, yeah, that's my big brother. Like, looking at everyone's going to be like, oh, Ronnie's going to be doing all the heavy lifting and this, even. And then one day, something's going to happen, and Fia's just going to step up and go, right!
My time now.
Just smash
Daddy's home.
Yeah, I'm the daddy now.
Then he gets nicked. He's in jail. We'll go visit him.
Yeah, exactly.
But at this party, like, it was 2 hours, and I left the venue, right, with fucking Spider-Man face paint. The boys were pumping. They were loving it. Theo, the last hour, 45 minutes, was like breakdancing on the floor because it's like a hard floor.
Yeah.
I say breakdancing. He was sliding around. Basically, looked like, you know when a dog scratches his ass across the floor?
Yeah.
He was doing all that shit.
Right.
And like they were just spinning on the steps, throwing popcorn at people. And in the corner, when we're leaving, there was just this elderly couple. They must have been 70, but they weren't with anyone. They had no children. I thought, they're with their grandkids. And I kept watching and I was like, they're on their fucking own here.
Got to keep an eye out for people like that.
Huge Marvel fans.
Right.
The best thing, mate, which I forgot to tell you, was I'm getting ready to wrap up.
So now you've been to the toilet.
Well,
you've
put
a quid in the machine and you're ready for action.
Put a quid, Christ, £3 now. So I've been told.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're getting ready to wrap it up and leave. And this Wonder Woman, who's given it on the stage, like she's obviously failed her career, and she's like, this is her moment to shine.
If you can't do,
she's bouncing
teach.
Up and down on the stage, and like I could see in the crowd, there's all the males' heads up and down, and she was in good nick, give her that.
Yeah,
but she was like, she'd be that girl that's like fucking annoying. What was that?
I love it when people refer to women as like cars or like a lawnmower that's just you've had for years. She's a good nook. So
quickly went over and kicked her in the shins.
A few more miles left on
quickly it. Kicked her in the shins. She was all right.
Yeah.
And, but like she's, she just, like you could imagine, mate, she's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like the other bouncy superhero. Yeah, there was two microphones, but the other superhero, Black Widow was the second one that came on. They had both the mics, but she couldn't get a word in edgeways because Wonder Woman was giving it. Mm. It's like when we go out and someone tries to talk in between us, talk to them. It's like they ain't got nowhere to go, have they?
No.
So she's giving it like, right, guys, are you guys ready for the main event? Hulk comes out, which is just a bloke, green with a Hulk mask, no muscles, could have used me.
Right. Didn't even have a muscle suit on or anything.
No.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare.
PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Just green. But then they had, so they'd gone, like, funding must have, like, been cut for this main event. They had a fucking foam gun. They were foaming the crowd.
Amazing.
A foam party, swear down, the kids like, ah! And then Bumblebee just turned up. You know Bumblebee from Transformers?
Oh, yeah.
The yellow thing.
Yeah.
Just started strutting about on the dance floor. The big robot one.
Love that.
Not the actual Bumblebee, but a guy in a costume that would looked had all the like the light up eyes, the neons and all that. It looked like Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And then she's just fucking foaming all these kids. And I was like, Em, an hour and a half ago, I was fitting a toilet.
Yeah.
I'm in a kids' foam party. What's going on?
You must have. I mean, I would have used that opportunity to. I mean, it's been hard to get away and stuff, and we're not at that stage anymore. I would have used that opportunity to pretend I was in a beaver somewhere on a boat party. Mate,
Emily, right? She had a because it was a kids' party. You weren't going to drink, but she had a little Coke and a Pepsi, and with a straw, and she was loving it. She was throwing up little, you know, when they think they're cool, but she's like. And I was like, Christ, damn, give it a break. But it's proper. It was a proper, not what I expected, and probably one of the best kids' parties I've ever been to.
Did Emily have, because this is how you know where Amanda was at, when she was doing the dancing, did she have a face, or did she have a like really serious, like she's
nah,
really
she
giving
was
it
all
face?
Smiles because it was kids.
Right.
Because, you know, as you get older, you lose your dance rhythm, don't you?
You do.
And I think hers has gone. I remember when we first got together. Yeah. I'd be like, you know, I can move a little bit. I can't move anymore.
No.
We should drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. It is like weird when you try and dance and then you're like...
Like ghost fucking the floor. Do you remember all that? Like banging your hand on the floor and, my, you know...
One that I like to pull out quite a lot.
One that I like to pull out a lot is the gay wrist.
It is. No, it's worse than the gay wrist. It sort of... it's something that never fails in your head, but always fails in real life. That's if there's some like R&B music on. I like to pretend I'm reversing the car.
Yes.
And in your head, you're like...
And do you do the thing where you actually look behind you?
Not always, actually. I just back on up into whatever I hit. But,
so imagine, right, that night, right, the music cuts.
Yeah.
And you're... No, imagine you're at a silent disco.
And you're doing that
and
move.
Someone walks in who hasn't got their headphones on yet. And you're just...
Yeah, that's the thing, right, is... All dance moves, they need the music to go along with it. 100%. If you're just this, and I need the silence, if you're just doing this...
They think that I ain't coming in here.
They're like...
This cunt's cleaning that, windows.
That guy!
What is that guy doing?
He's reversing of Vauxhall Astra.
Is he doing his driving test?
Yeah. But in my head, I'm Lil Wayne. Like, I'm just...
Oi, you're having a great time.
Yeah.
It's like me with a sprinkler. If the music went off... You can't be...
That's what I was going to say. When you go up on the stage, I'm surprised you didn't do this.
Mate, I had Ronnie on my shoulders. He wouldn't let me put him down. But yeah, no, it was crazy. And then we left and like... You know when you leave and like the doorman go, have a take care, get home safe. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they were saying to us. And I was like, it's 5 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Don't drink and drive.
Get home safe, get home safe. And I was like, fucking hell. But no, it was crazy. And the best thing about it was this morning I dropped the boys off at the childminder and burst through the door and they were like, we went to a superhero party. Like, they loved it. So yeah.
Talking about having a bit to drink, I actually just wanted to talk about the difference between men and women when they do have a bit too much to drink and they've got a phone in their hand.
Yeah.
I think there's a sort of... There is a higher likelihood, maybe, and I might be just being sexist here, but there is a higher likelihood of... Women maybe texting their ex, sending text messages they don't really wish they'd not send. Getting a bit emotional, doing all this. Like. Men, on the other hand, I don't know if you're the same, but I've noticed my issue is social media when I've had a drink. Like the other night, I was on the train back home from London.
Yeah.
I'd had a couple of bevvies. I ended up on social media. And I do it all the time. The stuff that I keep inside, because of all this, like, culture on the internet, and you don't want to be a troll and everything else, that, it seems to sort of come out when I've had a drink. Like, for example, there was a video the other day, and it was, like, a family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, when you're trying for a tall daughter, or something like that, and both parents are really tall, and it's, like, first daughter, and she was really, like, just normal size. Then another one just slightly taller. Then another one just slightly taller. Then another one just slightly taller.
Yeah, four kids.
And then another one, and she was about 7 foot, right? And they were like, ha, 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 we finally did it. So I, like, commented underneath it, very expensive experiment. I bet your wife's gash ruined, right? And I don't know why I do it.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, because I'd had a drink. And then the next morning, I have to wade through the Karens, like, commenting
into what you've said.
Yeah, like, you're disgusting. Maybe they want kids. Maybe they want to do this. Maybe
it's a joke, you wankers.
It's a joke.
That's what you should comment now. It's a joke, you wankers.
Yeah. So then, and then I always find myself doing it. Just sort of going in,
mate, I told, like you said, when you met, you know, you're like, women normally, like, text their ex or text another man. I text Emily when I was pissed when we first going out, told her I loved her.
Yeah.
And I was like, a month in, and I was slotted. I was proper pissed.
So when she says to people, do you remember the first time Ben told you he loved you? Yeah, it's, text her. Ben was drunk and he texted.
Yeah, but she doesn't think I was drunk.
Right, okay. She doesn't have.
Because it, yeah, it was like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday. Yeah,
just but to let you know, this isn't just a chat between us. This is a podcast. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I turned into a bird and messaged... I turned into a bird, didn't I? And I messaged her.
Yeah.
You know, but like you said, like, when they get drunk, you see them all the time when they're out normally, like, when we used to go out in Portsmouth, you'd see them all in, like, they're in Ken's Chicken getting some chicken, but they're all in their Texas trying to get a little free lift home with a little blozzer. Just handing out blozzers. If I was a girl, would you hand them out?
What, a blozzer?
Yeah, just hand them out.
I'd be noshing off left, right, and centre, to be fair. Come in the toilet. Come in the toilet. I want to do
it
again.
I'll just nosh you.
Right, yeah.
I'll just nosh you for fun.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Nah.
Imagine that.
I could think of things worse.
A lot worse, but... Yeah.
Cancer or, like, yeah, AIDS.
It's a lot worse.
Yeah. You've been invaded by Russia. Just...
Oh, pardon the pun. But moving on from my exquisite children's rave.
Yeah.
You've had not so pleasant experience over this weekend, have you?
Well, I mean, I've just had quite a just a difficult weekend. It's just been I don't know, there's been a lot of bother going on between sort of other parties and everything else like that, and it's things have just been made difficult left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
And then you've got all that stress. And then, I mean, every time you rang me, all you could hear was Autumn screaming in the background, couldn't you? Like, she just screams her head off. But it's my own doing, actually. Like, a couple of the times, it's all because of... there's this Hatchimals game on the phone. And I don't usually like her to do much screen time or anything else like that. But at the same time, I do in ways because... We live in the 21st century.
That's what it's about now, isn't it? Yeah, it's all screens.
It's just stupid. It is really stupid to turn around and go... It's like in the old... Like, when computers very first came about, and turn around and go, do not teach your kids how to, like, do these computers.
Only give them half an hour.
Yeah, or TV or anything else. I get TV. That's, I think, where it sits, right? And that's where it's a bit, like, messed up, because people put computers and phones in the same category as TV. Like, back in the day, when the one... Like the internet and a huge library in your palm of your hand, the biggest library ever created, people saw like TV as a bad thing compared to books. So it's like, don't sit in front of the TV because their eyes have got square and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But that's different because books teach you things, and TV does in a way, but mainly books are good for reading, learning to read, doing all stuff like that. Computers, like, now, there's a thing down the road from me where they teach kids how to code and how to do all the other stuff. That's going to be the future, knowing technology.
Yeah.
It's different to TV. So yeah, I don't mind her going out a little bit, but I do still try and keep her off it so that she can learn to be creative and do things outright.
Well, crafty, isn't she?
Crafty, yeah, and I like her to learn physical stuff.
She's a crafty little bastard.
She's a crafty, sneaky little. So she's, yeah, and I got her on this Hatchimals game. Now she's absolutely obsessed with it. I want mini games, I want to do these, but you have to gain enough to get eggs and then hatch the eggs and stuff. And, yeah, she's just constantly screaming that she wants this now and she wants to do that now. And she wants... So I've had to sort of, I'm lucky in a way because she's at her mum's now for a week and hopefully it'll wean her off it a little bit. And then it won't be such an intense, like, addiction.
It's hard, like you say, because you're a single dad, you haven't got help from anyone else.
Nah, and, like, obviously, grandmas and grandparents, they're miles and miles away. So when it all kicks off, I'm not just talking about the phone, obviously. There's all sorts of stuff. She's, you know, sometimes she has a bit of toilet troubles and things like that. And, I mean, when we went to, not to embarrass her, I don't want to talk
she
about it too
herself.
Much. She's, and then you're there and you're like... Well, no, it's what twice in one day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
she weed herself at the at the thing, and then she pooed herself at the thing. I shouldn't talk about that, but she's only very, very little. Like we've all done it.
Yeah, she's four.
I did it in slug and lettuce.
You did it in slug and lettuce when you're about 22.
Yeah, so it's but it was sort of like that day, for example. It's like right, we're at the. She keeps it held in for ages and ages and ages until it's the last minute, and you won't notice. But I've started to notice, like she's munging around. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh no, how do I do this? We're at the... So I had to take her to the toilet, wash her down in the toilet, then wrap her in something and take her to the car where I had some, luckily, some spare clothes.
Yeah.
And then we finally got back to you and playtime was almost over, wasn't it, at the soft play? Then later on in the day, we went to the cinema. We're waiting about 20 minutes in the queue at the cinema. All of a sudden, she just went, oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. And I was like... I know instantly that it's happening. Yeah. And I'm like, no, but you have to go through past the people who take your tickets to get to the toilet. So in the end, I literally just launched some popcorn at them that we'd got. And I was like, well, you're going to have this. Like, took it. And
but that's the thing. Like, there's no reasoning. So like when I rang you this week and like I could tell something was up and it's, but as well, it's like how many people are going through the same. I kept saying to you, I was like, you're not the only one going through this, mate. It is hard. And you've just got to, you know, this moment shall pass, but you've just, and that, you know, she's four. It's like, it's not easy. But the thing is, you're not, you are prepared to a certain extent, but you know, every day something different. Like, you don't expect them to go and, like, have an accident at the cinema or twice in a day.
All it is sleep. For me, like, but I know, I have to remember that Autumn's going through things as well. It's not just me. She's going through it. It's embarrassing for her, it's hard for her, it's all the other stuff. But there's also, I've realised, it's just sleep. Like, when you rang me the other day, I was so stressed, and it was only because I'm having real trouble getting to sleep late on a night, and Autumn wakes up really early. I have trouble getting Autumn to sleep until, like, about 10, like, half nine, 10 o'clock. And then she gets up at 7. And then I do a little bit of revenge. It's called, revenge wakening or something like that. But basically, it means... where you feel like all your night has been taken up by putting into bed, doing all the other stuff, you try and get a couple of hours for yourself to, you know, just do what you want to do, which is like the scrolling through stuff and just doing watching something on TV. Well, you know, it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then...
she'll be up in 6 hours' time, 5 hours' time.
Yeah, and like the day you rang me, I had editing to do and all this other stuff. I didn't get to sleep till about 1:45, so into bed at 1:45, and then it was 2 o'clock by the time I got to sleep, and she's up bang at 7 o'clock, so I was like 5 hours sleep or whatever, and then it makes you like not as strong in your head, does it, to do stuff?
You start to think as well, you start to like question yourself, and you're like, oh, is this, what am I doing, should I even be bothered? You start to like, it's an impact mentally, isn't it?
Yeah, and you do start to think, I know it sounds selfish in a way, but you do start to think, God, I wish I had a wife or a girlfriend sometimes that, like, we could share the responsibilities on stuff, like the house and things like that. I keep it as tidy as I can when I'm doing, and I do keep it reasonably tidy, but when you've got, like, obviously your daughter after week, and then you've got other stuff going on, then you're trying to look for work, because I'm a contractor, so at the moment there's no work coming in. Trying to do all these other stuff, then the editing, the podcast,
You don't get a moment's rest, do you?
No, and then you've got to try and do all the house on your own and then the kids and things. I know I sound like I'm whinging, but and it's, you know, same for a lot of single parents, but yeah, it is hard. It is hard doing stuff. And
that's the thing, like a single, like not just single dads, single mums as well. Like,
yeah.
You take your hat off to them. Like, you know, I'm very fortunate in the fact of, like, I don't give a shit about my kids. So, yeah. No, but I'm only joking. I don't, you know, I'm fortunate. Like, I work in the day and then I come home and I spend 2-3 hours. You probably spend more time a year with Autumn than I do with my boys. Because I'll get in at like 5-6 an hour before they go to bed, or see him in the morning for an hour or so before. So I'll probably see him about 2-3 hours a day at the most.
Well, this is what I've tried to explain to her mum, because she's like, well, you've chosen a job where you work away for, you know, like 4 weeks at a time or whatever. But I don't ever get consistently 6 months of work. And no. Luckily, it pays enough to sort of do.
Yeah, you're a big time baller.
Everyone
listen, all right? He's got a few quid.
I can supplement it in a way, which so it works. And that's why I choose this job, because it gives me enough time to spend at home.
Flexibility, isn't it?
And flexibility and everything else. But it's like, it doesn't. Like you say, if I was working a 9-to-5, especially if we were, like, I'm a single dad, then all I would really see Autumn, because it
every other weekend.
Every other weekend. And so I'd see her sort of 2-3 days every fortnight, whereas this way...
You'd see her probably 1-3... You'd see her 4 days a month.
4 days a month.
That's mental,
isn't it? It's horrendous. Whereas this way...
God, I couldn't think of that. That'd be horrible.
No, so that's why I'm sort of stick with this job, because it means that...
Until we make it big.
Yeah.
Until the podcast kicks off. So if you guys don't mind liking and subscribing, we can actually make a few quid, because this is wearing thin now. Just put your fucking finger on that button and press the button, all right?
I'll tell you what, though. No, you're saying that. Honestly, joking aside, it helps so much when people subscribe or comment on the video.
Comment. I'll comment back. Got nothing else to do.
We should say, look, just... Whatever your thoughts on what we're saying, just write it underneath this video if it's on YouTube.
You know, there's other single dads out there, or even single mums listening. Can you relate to, like, what Matt's going through? And, like, have you got any, like, tactics or little things to help you, you know, you, like, say, struggling with sleeping, or in the day you do struggle with, like, staying consistent on one thing because you've got a little bit of dyspraxia and you've got a mild form of Down syndrome. But you... No, I'm joking. But, like, you... You know, how do maybe someone who's going through the same thing has got, like, some little tactics to help you? Or
because
even not just you, in general.
That's the thing. It's like 10%, it's about helping our viewers on YouTube. But 90% is we want, like, a community of people that can talk, and we can all talk, and we can...
Because this podcast come from, you know, it's come from tragedy, isn't it? It's come from a struggle.
Yeah, it has, and I know that, you know, it helps if other people are chatting and talking and listening, and we can all be in it. We could be in it together. Yeah.
That's it. What a fucking cracking episode.
Well, mate, I think that wraps this episode up.
It does wrap this episode up, mate. It's been a pleasure, if anything.
As always.
I hope you've enjoyed my rave story, your crazy weekend with the daughter, and just, you know, living the dream.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Matt. I've been Ben.
And I've been Matt Mercury. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.